Hey guys, how's it going? Danny here. Today I wanted to do a podcast. I know it's been a while since I've done one and I'm trying to be consistent with it. I wanted to do this today about some subjects I went over in a live stream I did last week. So twice a week I go live on my Instagram, Tuesday at 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. on a Saturday. And yeah, I did this one where I was talking about different subjects based around self-belief. So we'll talk about social anxiety, confidence, bullying, ego, yeah, stuff like that. And it's a subject that I'm very passionate about, self-belief, because it's one of the things that I've really kind of worked on my whole life to really instill self-belief. And I'll be completely honest, and I know a lot of other people feel like this, whether they're artists or just, you know, creatives or not, they have a lot of self-doubt. Sometimes self-doubt can actually be the driving force for creative to be inspired, create something from that. I've always promoted it. I've always wanted to promote self-belief in others. And I feel like if you believe in yourself, others will believe in you. Or if you believe in others, encourage them to believe in themselves, it will allow you to believe in yourself. And I just feel like it's a very important thing in terms of doing what you really want in your life and ultimately for your happiness. Yeah, so all these subjects I talk about, it all links back to self-belief and how you want to live your life. And I just feel like it's very important. And one of the things we were talking about that kept coming up in live stream was social anxiety. And this is something I can relate with a lot. And this is something where I feel like people allow it to cripple them into really shining and being themselves. And what it really comes down to, in my opinion, and this is kind of like a blanket statement for everything, and you probably hear it so much, but it's about not caring about what other people think, which probably gets so boring to hear. And I've heard it so many times from like books I've read and like mindset people and positive influencers and stuff like that, but it really is the truth. Like, not caring about other people's opinions, which you can't control anyway, but this caring about other people's opinions is what stops us really shining. So when we're in those situations and we feel like we're socially awkward, we have social anxiety, we're shy, it is down to, like, because you're worried about what other people are thinking of you. Now, I'm still on a journey of really eliminating that. And I think I will be for the rest of my life. And I think everyone is, like, no one's really eliminated from that. But I feel like acknowledging having a thought process behind it for yourself, or acknowledging the reality of it. And the reality is that no one cares about you as much as you think they do in those situations. So let me make that clear. People like yourself are more focused on themselves. You know, they're not in their brains thinking, oh my God, the person for that person, let's see. They're thinking about themselves. They're dealing with their own, you know, their own moments and their situations at that time. So, like, knowing that it helps, you know, being more relaxed and getting the pressure off yourself, just kind of be. This is something we all kind of know in a way. We do know this, but putting it into practice is a different thing. A common thing is, like, you know, like social anxiety and shyness is we're worried about what people think. And the reality is, no one really cares as much as you think they do, because they're more concerned about themselves. Yeah, so just trying to put that into perspective, just knowing that, it already eliminates a lot of things, I think. And it's a practice as well, you know, it's a practice. I'm not just going to say it and be like, that's how I'm living my life. It's not, but I just feel like having that knowledge helps in terms of anything you want to do. Also, last night I came across this this Instagram video, which I pressed it and I watched it. And it was one of those where you go to the YouTube to watch the full video, and I bloody scrolled past it, but I watched the 2 minutes that was on Instagram TV, and it was this woman who was talking about not letting shame define you, like letting go of shame, and it's basically coming back to not caring about what people think. It's like owning all your flaws. This is something I talk about a lot as well, like making yourself ultimate confidence is being comfortable, being vulnerable. I think that is, in a way, like, that means like owning your flaws and like not being defined by your mistakes, and, you know, knowing you're human, and, you know, you're not, no one's perfect, and not trying to be perfect and being human, man. Like, everyone acts like they've got their shit together when, you know, we've all got cracks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, my phone just died. But, yeah, carrying on, just saying, like, how, you know, as humans, we've all got, like, our flaws and stuff. And it's and ultimate confidence, I think, is owning everything about you. So, yeah, like, continuing on, what I'm saying is going back to self-belief and talking about social anxiety, it's coming back down to not caring about what other people think. And I wish there was another way to say that, another way to, because it sounds so ignorant, doesn't it? It sounds very, like, arrogant and ignorant and obnoxious. I'm trying to think of another way to put it or sentence it. But at the end of the day, it does come down to that. It does come down to, you know, not caring about what other people think. We're all trying to fit in, aren't we? And we're all trying to find our place, and we're valuing people's opinions from our peers and our parents and what have you. And this is like defining what we're doing with our lives and how we're acting in certain situations. So like we are having these like situations of social anxiety. It's all coming from like, oh, I don't want to make a fool of myself. I don't want to come across stupid. I deal with this as well. Like, in the past, I used to deal with like a load of crap where I already thought like someone's already judged me before they've even spoken to me, and they expect me to talk to them in a certain way or act a certain way or do certain things because they think I'm a certain type of person. And that used to really, really get to me. And I'm definitely going to go into that sort of stuff in some other podcasts, because it's a bit more personal and I want to go into that a bit more. Yeah, I've always been into that thought process of, why are we so worried about what other people think? And so many people say, like, because there's the other hand of it, like, there's people who admit, like, yeah, I do care about what other people think. It's hard to let go of that. And then there's other people who say, I don't care what people think. But they actually do, and that's their facade. It's really like owning it for yourself. You don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell anyone, I don't care what people think. You just need to live it. You need to be you. Do you know what I was thinking as well before I started this second half of the podcast? I don't know why I was thinking about this. I think we were talking about bullying as well. And I've had this discussion, and this is a discussion that like gets brought up a lot when I... Because this is another thing I want to say, and this is one of the reasons why I'm doing a podcast. The way I'm talking and what I'm talking about, like mindset and ethos of life and all these kind of things, like, a lot of people don't want to have these discussions. It's because it's very real. It's really hard to actually find people to have these sort of in-depth life conversations with. But when you do, like, you know, the closest people in my life, I talk like this. I'm not very good with small talk and stuff. I'll do it if I have to. But, you know, this is, I like connecting this way with people and on a deeper level. Oh, yeah. So, I was having a discussion with someone about this. We were talking about bullying. Something that keeps coming up is like, a lot of people say this when they're older, be like, oh, I wish I had the knowledge I have now when I was younger. And I remember being younger, the adults in your life trying to guide you and but you already know it all when you're younger, so you don't want to listen to anyone. It's like, it's such a catch-22, because the knowledge I have now, I wish I had it when I was younger, but when I was younger, I thought I knew everything, so I wasn't going to listen to anyone. So what I'm trying to say is, like, I remember times when I was going to talk about bullying, when I felt like I'd been bullied and stuff in school, like, or teasing, and, you know, it may have got on my nerves or whatever. I wish I knew more of the like psychology behind it back then, so I could easily just brush that kind of shit off. I feel like one of the main reasons I'm doing music now and doing all sorts of content is because I'm like pretending that the young me is still out there, and I'm giving the information to him. You know, anyone else who wants it, I'm doing it for the younger one, me. And yeah, I'm going on tour in August. I hope you guys can make it if you're listening to this. Playing in Liverpool on the 11th of August, then London on the 17th of August, then Birmingham on the 18th of August. It's going to be sick. Hope to see you there. And yeah, thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.